Duty all the way across.
Students at Spence Elementary School in La Crosse are able to enjoy scaling their simulated rock climbing wall every day. Now the grant of nearly $450,000 will be used to make sure children in all district schools have the same opportunity and a lot more. District Supervisor of Health and Physical Education Jerry Burns says many young people are inactive. He says schools need to make physical activity fun.
We did an extensive review of our physical education program a few years ago, and we did find that the kids mirror their parents in activity. The parents aren't active, the kids are less likely to be active. So that's a big job, and we'll need all the partners to help us with that.
Burns says some of the grant will pay for inline skates, pedometers, mountain bikes, skis, and rock walls in schools. Grant writer Colleen Muren says UW-La Crosse physical education teachers will work with district bi-ed teachers who may need help using tech-based equipment.
Some as simple as pedometers, but heart monitors, tri-fit machines, which are more computer-based assessment systems for kids to assess their fitness levels on a variety of factors. So some of it's training. There's going to be a lot of safety training with some of these new types of equipment that, you know, if you've never taught how to use a climbing wall, how do you set the kids up, and I mean some logistics like that, but also from a curricular point of view.
The program is a collaboration that also includes Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center and the Cooley Region Childhood Obesity Coalition. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.